Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday morning. I know this is an area for bears, and when you get up in the mountains, there's bears. But they don't come into your house, do they?
That is crazy. I haven't heard a bear assault inside a house. That is nuts.
I mean, what's he got? Like a keychain? He's got a key to your house?
I mean, you know, I've seen him break into the garages and things like that, but usually people are awake and hear him or something like that. This person was really severely injured.
1:30 in the morning this morning, a bear in a house near Vail.
Breaking this morning, one person is severely hurt after a bear attack inside a home in Aspen. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says it happened around 1:30 a.m. in the Castle Creek area. CPW says the homeowner heard noises in the living room and went to check it out. And that's when he came face to face with the bear. The bear took a swipe at him, leaving severe cuts on his head, neck, and face. CPW officers say a door with a lever handle may have created a way for the bear to get in.
Oh, boy. The bear figured it out.
He had to go into surgery. I guess Now he's in stable condition, but the cuts were so deep, he had to go into full-on surgery.
Can't even imagine. Okay, at 1:30 in the morning, you're foggy. Okay, you wake up, you're hearing a noise in the living room. You might be thinking an intruder, or if you've got pets, maybe a dog's knocked something over, a cat. Not a bear.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
What do you do?
I have a heart attack and die.
Oh, I'm in my underwear.
Well, you poopied your pants is what you did.
Yeah, you would freeze.
Oh, my God.
And it seems that the bears are hungrier this time around than they've ever been. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. They seem to be more prominent than ever.
On the phone is Kristen Cannon. She is the deputy regional manager for the Colorado Parks and Wildlife. And Kristen?
Hi.
Are we just nutso, or are the bears just going crazy this year?
It is a busy time of year for bears, and some years are worse than others, and it seems like this is a busy year. Yeah, for sure.
And is it because we've been COVID-ed and they haven't seen us around, and so they're like, hey, there's nobody around. I think I'll just go inside.
I have a theory, though. Yeah. I got another theory.
Okay.
Well, we've been reading that people have packed on 15 to 16 extra pounds because of the COVID.
Extra plump.
I think we look tastier.
So we look like a cartoon chicken leg?
Yes. We're tastier looking, Kristen.
Well, I don't know if that's the case. It might be that we have better snacks around as we're stuck at home. But no, it's not uncommon for bears to come around people looking for food, and they... You know, as if there's not a lot of natural food, then they're more likely to come near houses and try to get at garbage and try to get into any kind of food you might leave outside, even like dog food or bird feed. So,
are you guys noticing? Are you noticing you're getting a lot more calls?
We, you know, like I say, this time of year, we always kind of see an uptick in calls. This year is no different, and probably a little busier than last year or the year before. But some years are better. Bad air calls, and this seems to maybe be fixing to be a bad year.
Okay, so
yeah, we're pretty busy.
Here's my question, Kristen. Okay, because I make stories about me, because, you know, everybody does that. But here's the thing. So this happened right outside of Aspen, and they said that this bear has been hanging around and eating trash, and people have been, you know, saying, like, he ate the trash. Well, then somebody told me that once a bear eats the trash, then he'll come around there again and again and again because he thinks there's food there. Now he's programmed to think there's food there. Well, last week, the bears in my neighborhood tore through my trash. A mama bear and her two cubs tore through my trash. Does that mean they're going to open the door today?
Probably not. So it's not in the bears go in the houses. I mean, it does happen every year, but most bears are really afraid of people. And they will. So if you leave your trash out, they'll come and get into it at night. But they don't want to have anything to do with you. They don't want to be in your house. And so, you know, you're right, though, that bear now thinks that your house is a free place to get food.
Kristen Cannon is the deputy regional manager, Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Jamie didn't fully tell you the truth.
What?
She got the bears drunk. She put out a bunch of Truly cans, the berry flavored Truly, you know, a lot of alcohol in there.
Yeah.
The bears smelled the berries. They came over. They got all liquored up, even underage drinking. The cubs were drinking, okay? That was going on in her neighborhood. You damn right they're coming back for free booze. Are you kidding me?
They think it's a bar at the
club. Yeah, those are expensive.
She's an open bar for the bears.
Well, aren't those kind of low in calorie? I mean, bears don't tend to waste their time with things that don't help them pack on.
Thank you, Kristen.
I don't know if it was the Trulies.
Yeah, exactly. I got the low calorie Trulies. Yeah.
Hey, is this thing that happened overnight with this bear in Vail? That's really uncommon. I mean, a bear and bears. And Jamie was telling me the story a couple of days ago where there's a video of a bear literally trying to open a car door. I mean, they're so clever.
Yeah, they are, and Sherry mentioned it might have used a lever handle, and so they're really good at opening car doors and lever handles. Houses have food in them, then they're much more likely to investigate. And we do have bears in houses all over the state. At times, what happens is the person who lives there gets up, makes a lot of noise, and the bear runs away. Because again, they might risk coming into a house, but they don't want to confront us. So it's not as unusual that a bear would be in a house. Usual that it would actually act aggressively towards a person. Like,
here's what I'm scared about, and this is a true story. So I have a Sleep Number bed, right? And it's right by my window. I open up my window, and I'm on the second story, and I have a big, big pine tree. And so sometimes I lay in my Sleep Number bed. By the way, I'm a 45. And I watch TV, and maybe I have one of those smart ones in my lap eating it. I'm afraid a bear is going to climb up the pine tree and bust through my window.
He could.
Well, you know, they probably not. They tend to,
Kristen, that was a good story. You should have said, yeah, there's a real good chance.
You don't think it will? I do think about that. I'm not kidding. I do think about it because they smell it, and you worry that they'll walk right up because the pine tree hits the window. You do worry about that.
You know, and another thing we talked about earlier this morning, Kristen, is would you encourage people or maybe not to sleep in a tent? In the woods because of this particular time of season?
Well, you know, yeah, they're fine to sleep in a tent. They just need to be conscious that bears are around. So, number one, they don't want to have any food or toiletries in the tent with them. That is a bad idea. And so if they're car camping and there's a bear box, you know, like a lot of campsites have the bear lockers that you can lock food up in. So you want to put all your smellables in that. If you don't have that, then you want to, you know, secure them potentially in the trunk of your car or someplace out of sight. And if you're backcountry camping, you want to take a bear canister and those are just smaller containers that you can take up that a bear can't get into. And you want to store it away from your tent, away from camp.
But what?
So as long as you're taking proper precautions, you're fine to go camping.
But here's my question. Let's say Carson and I go camping. Well, he's on that Atkins diet and he's a little gassy. What do I do about that?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
People in general smell bad. So, I mean, they're always going to attract, you know, bears. Yeah. Bears know that people smell like food. They know that people have food. The key is that, again, most bears are really afraid of people. And so as long as there's not anything extra in the tent enticing them, we do sometimes recommend that if you're cooking at the campfire or barbecuing, that you change your clothes before you go to sleep in a tent and you keep your clothes outside.
I've never even heard that.
It's not a good idea, but just normal human smells are not going to be enough to really attract bears.
One last question before we let you go. Are we the worst interviewers you've ever been around?
Thank you guys. That's all great questions.
Mine was a great question. No. The others, not so much. But my last question was a good question. Are we the worst interviewers ever?
What did I do wrong?
You're talking about him and
you're talking about my protein parts.
Kristen, I'm so sorry.
Kristen, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
It's been great. I really appreciate you having me.
Thank you, Kristen.
Bye-bye, Kristen.
Deputy Regional Manager at Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Kristen, she did a great job. You did a great job. My questions were legit.
She'll never come back on.
No, lost her.
Spadil, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, buddy. You booked her.
Who knew?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Maybe. We learned something. Who knew you had to take off your clothes after you grilled? Nobody. Yeah. See? Because of my question, we learned something. I'm saving lives.
Sorry, Spadil. Sorry about that, buddy. I don't know.
That's fine. What?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.